Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Today is the 14th of July, or the French National Day, so International Desk this week will be reporting on France. At the start of this month, the remains of 24 Algerian resistance fighters returned from Paris to Algeria more than a century and a half since they were taken to France as trophies. And in this context, we are looking into the long and bloody history of the French colonization of Algeria. France started its 132-year rule of Algeria in 1830, during the last days of the Bourbon Restoration under Charles X, who then wanted to use invading Algeria, which then was under Ottoman rule since 1516, to boost his popularity amongst the people. It all started over a dispute in 1827, when two Jewish merchants who were unable to pay their debts to Hussein Dey, the Ottoman regency in Algiers, claiming France still owed them money for buying wheat. After a contentious meeting on the 29th of April, which Pierre Deval, the French consul in Algiers, did not give a satisfactory response, the Dey struck him with his fly whisk. Charles X used this incident as a pretext to impose a three-year blockade on Algiers before launching a fleet of 600 ships from Toulon and occupied the city in July 1830. The Dey surrendered and went into exile in Naples, ending more than three centuries of Ottoman rule. Afterwards, French troops started to plunder the city, arresting and killing people for no reason and desecrating Muslim sites. One writer estimated that in 1 month, more than 50 million francs of property were plundered into private hands, and in 1833, a French commission wrote, quote, "We have outdone in barbarity the barbarians." However, this news never reached Charles X, as he was overthrown just days after in the July Revolution. His cousin, Louis-Philippe, the Duc d'Orléans, ascended to the throne and established a constitutional monarchy known today as the July Monarchy, ending the House of Bourbon's rule of France. Despite opposing the invasion himself, Louis-Philippe was pressured to pursue the conquest because the victory was popular within the public. By 1834, France had set up a colony and European settlers started to pour in, who are mostly peasant farmers or working-class people from the poorer areas of southern Spain, France and Italy, as well as French criminals and political deportees. Bertrand Clausel, who was the colony's governor-general from 1835 to 1836, made private investments in land and allowed the production of cotton, allowing profitable commercial interests to trigger prospects of expanding French occupation. Nearly seven decades of military action followed throughout the rest of the 19th and into the early 20th century, which French forces continued to expand the colony out west and out south, from annexing the city of Constantine out east in 1837 to conquering parts of the Sahara Desert from the Moroccan Empire at 1897, as well as putting an end to rebellions against colonial rule, such as one led by Abdelkader, which took roughly a decade to be put down in the mid-19th century. But in the meantime, local Muslims, Arabs and Berbers suffered. Within the three decades of colonization, between half to 1 million of Algerians out of a total of 3 million were killed due to war, massacres, diseases and famine. Many lost lands to the colonial government or colonists, or pied-noir, which means black shoes in French, and they were viewed as subjects instead of citizens. They had no representation in the National Assembly until 1945, while their traditional leaders were eliminated and traditional education systems dismantled as colonial officials refused to allocate money to maintain schools and provide for teachers in a growing population. In comparison, the bulk of the colony's wealth were controlled by the colonists as they made money through exporting food and raw materials to metropolitan France. The Muslims, in addition to existing taxes from before the occupation, also paid new taxes, from which the colonists were normally exempted, but they controlled how these revenues would be spent. But Algerian nationalism started to emerge in the early 20th century among a small class of évolués, or Europeanized Muslims, through education and assimilation. After the two world wars and losing Indochina, a weakened French empire were determined not to lose their largest colony in Africa. Cracks were already shown on May 8, 1945, the day when Nazi Germany surrendered, after a parade of about 5,000 Muslim Algerians celebrating the victory in the town of Sétif clashed with local French gendarmes when the police tried to seize banners attacking colonial rule, while another peaceful protest in the town of Guelma was also repressed by colonial authorities. News from Sétif sparked the poor and nationalist rural population to attack European colonists, resulting in the death of 102. In retaliation, colonial military and police, including the French Foreign Legion, carried out summary executions on Muslim rural communities suspected of involvement, while Pied Noir vigilantes lynched or randomly shot Muslims in both Sétif and Guelma. Between 6,000 to 20,000 Muslims were killed. In November 1954, the Algerian War of Independence broke out, with the Front Libération Nationale, or FLN, led by Ferhat Abbas and Ahmed Ben Bella, fighting against the colonial authorities using guerrilla warfare. To counter the insurgency, the colonial forces, which are made up by the French Foreign Legion and airborne troops, deliberately used illegal methods and brutal violence, including night raids and incarcerating 2 million of the rural population into camps under military control to prevent them from helping the rebels. Those targeted also included women and children. Torture was also used, but it took until 2018 for France to officially admit it was used systematically and routinely. Here's a 1956 English newsreel about the war.
France throws the bulk of its military manpower into the Algerian rebellion, which daily assumes the proportions of total war. Flying columns fan out through the country, which on all sides has become a target for hit-and-run attacks by native guerrillas. And rounding up guerrillas has kept almost 400,000 of France's best troops pinned down. Chief sufferers in the raids have been the outlying farm communities, many of which have been razed by fire and their operators slaughtered. Whole factories have been put to the torch, even as France builds up its military establishment to peak strength. Armed depots now dot the whole Algerian landscape as French forces are deployed to provide swift striking power in a war of attrition whose end is not in sight.
Yet, 4 years after, there has been little progress for both sides, and colonists and army commanders had grown impatient at the government and were terrified of another French capitulation like what happened in Indochina. They saw General Charles de Gaulle as the only public figure capable of ending the insurgency. On May 13, 1958, a junta of descendant officers and Pied Noir led Raoul Salan seized power in Algiers and launched paratroopers to take over the island of Corsica, demanding de Gaulle to be named as president and threatened to seize Paris by force if their demands were not met. 16 days later, President René Coty handed power to de Gaulle, who rewrote the constitution and founded the current French Republic. However, opposition to the Algerian War continued to grow in France as thousands of relatives of conscripts and reserve soldiers suffered loss and pain, while revelations of torture and brutality by the army on the Muslim population prompted support for liberation, as well as international pressure also grew on Paris to give Algeria independence. By 1959, the status quo has forced de Gaulle to allow self-determination as a solution for Algeria, and 2 years later held a referendum on self-determination for Algeria, which was approved by 75% of voters. Despite an attempted coup led by French generals to attempt to force the government to continue the counterinsurgency, a ceasefire was announced at Evian in March 1962. Most Pied Noir and pro-French Muslims left Algeria and settled in metropolitan France.
Algeria broods under ominous clouds of tension after a ceasefire between France and Muslim rebels brings momentary peace. The day the truce was announced, after months of negotiations, Algiers and Iran were quiet. But quiet only because of a general strike called by leaders of the secret army. These rightists, who want Algeria to remain French, have vowed to fight to the bitter end to accomplish their aims. 2 days after France signed her pact with the rebels, the secret army renewed terror bombings, killing 32 civilians and police in 2 days. The key to orderly peace lies with the French army. Observers note that if they remain loyal to President de Gaulle and control the secret army, true peace may come about in this strife-torn African nation.
Algerians later voted for independence in another referendum on July 1st, ending 132 years of colonial rule, with Ahmed Ben Bella becoming the country's first president before being ousted by Houari Boumediene in 1965. Over 10 million Algerians have been estimated to have died as a result of colonial rule. However, the situation in Algeria still loomed over France in the coming decades. Algeria remained stable as a one-party state under the rule of the secular Front Libération Nationale, or FLN, until a civil war broke out in 1991. The rise of Islamic party Front Islamique du Salut, or FIS, challenged the FLN in the election that year, and the military, out of fears that an Islamic government would threaten their interests, stepped in and took control of the government, banning the FIS and arresting its members, causing Islamist guerrillas to emerge and begin an armed campaign against the government. The civil war also spilled over to France, with an Air France flight to Paris hijacked by Islamic militants in Algiers airport in 1994, and bomb attacks in public transport systems in Paris and Lyon, killing 8 from July to October 1995. Recently, some French presidents have recognized Algeria's experiences during colonization, with François Hollande acknowledging the unjust and brutal nature of the French occupation, while current President Emmanuel Macron have declared during his campaign that France's colonization of Algeria was a crime against humanity, despite later backtracking his comments. Yet, so far, no French presidents since the end of the Algerian War have offered an apology. And according to Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune, who spoke to France 24, that there needs to be more discussion in France about its dark past in Algeria.
Well, you also spoke of crimes against humanity, referring to the massacre that took place on the 8th of May 1945. A crime against humanity usually demand formal apologies or reparations. Do you expect France to present formal apologies?
I think we've already had a quasi-apology. Another step needs to be taken. There have already been very positive comments on what we're requesting from many French officials. We've discussed it now. In France, they're now talking about a massacre in Sétif. That word had been banned up until not long ago. So I can say, with President Macron, there's no animosity, no hatred, there's mutual full respect on both sides. We need to tackle this issue of memory, which implies a lot of things in our relationship.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.